Kids attending summer camp on Jacksonville's west side are getting a serving of civics along with their hot dogs. The Public Defender's Office started the camp in 2010 to help children remain law-abiding citizens. 79 girls and boys ages 5 to 14 are seated around tables in the McGirts Creek Community Center facing their state senator, Audrey Gibson.
All of you all today are state senators, just like me, so you're going to have a vote.
She splits them into two chambers that each elect a leader, then draw up legislation about what their next field trip will be.
You can only vote for one field trip.
The museum, symphony, or library. The chambers agree on the museum idea.
You all give yourselves a really big hand for participating in the process.
The six-week camp is called Vision for Excellence, says program director Faye Davis.
The purpose of the program is to put our kids on the right track and not to allow them to become a client of the Public Defender's Office.
She says the program focuses heavily on education. The students even bring their report cards on day one so camp leaders know what needs the most work. But the learning is structured as fun. This week's agenda includes a mock trial. But kids also get to play games outside, have a talent show, and go to the beach. Parents pay $10 a week, and the city kicks in $36,000 for the camp each year, which the Public Defender's Office says ends up saving taxpayers in the long run, mostly on the cost of prison. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.